Latter-day Prophets Speak, Scripture Study. Wilford Woodruff, 1807 to 1898, fourth president of the church. I read these, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and I regard them as eternal truths. I consider that the Doctrine and Covenants, our testament, contains a code of the most solemn, the most godlike proclamations ever made to the human family. The Discourses of Wilford Woodruff, pages 47 and 48. Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945, seventh president of the church. My brethren and sisters, if we will study the Scriptures, the plan of life and salvation, keeping the commandments of the Lord, all the promises that have been made will be fulfilled upon our heads, and we will grow and increase in light, knowledge, and intelligence. Gospel Standards, page 43. George Albert Smith, 1870 to 1951, eighth president of the church. The Book of Mormon contains evidence of the importance that our Heavenly Father attaches to reading the Scriptures. He sent the sons of Lehi back to Jerusalem to recover the Old Testament Scriptures in order that they might retain the teachings of the prophets. The Lord would not take Lehi's family into a new country without preserving to them the privilege of reading his teachings to their forefathers. Sharing the Gospel with Others, pages 43 and 44. Harold B. Lee, 1899 to 1973, 11th President of the Church. The Scriptures, particularly after one's prayerful and diligent study, will serve as the safest guide in the discovery of the true Church, for the Gospel the Savior taught has not changed. It is the same today as it was when he dwelt upon the earth. Stand ye in holy places, page 315. Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985, 12th president of the church. Scripture study is a family responsibility. Scripture study as individuals and as a family is most fundamental to learning the gospel. Daily reading of the Scriptures and discussing them together has long been suggested as a powerful tool against ignorance and the temptations of Satan. Home is where we become experts and scholars in gospel righteousness. We shall indeed find answers to all our problems and peace in our hearts. We shall experience the Holy Ghost broadening our understanding, finding new insights, witness an unfolding pattern of all Scripture, and the doctrines of the Lord shall come to have more meaning to us than we ever thought possible. The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, pages 129 and 135. Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, 13th President of the Church. I urge you to recommit yourselves to a study of the Scriptures. Immerse yourselves in them daily, so you will have the power of the Spirit to attend you in your callings. Read them in your families, and teach your children to love and treasure them. The Power of the Word, Ensign, May, 1986, page 82. Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910, 15th President of the Church. I promise you that if you will read the words of that writing which we call Scripture, there will come into your heart an understanding and a warmth that will be pleasing to experience. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 572. End of the article. Latter-day Prophets Speak, Scripture Study.